Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my book, The Age of the Customer, is at ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out too. And of course, it's on Amazon as well. Doug Campbell's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, award winning, globally recognized coach, business coach. Ex-CEO coach, and as chosen by which group?
Global Gurus.
Global Gurus.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Yeah, top 14.
Top 14, that's right. I like that. That's what you're going to have to say from now on. He's actually 13th, folks, but I'm going to say that in this case, it's going to be counterintuitively lucky.
I think it
is. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations on that. We're talking about the idea of your notion of the 16 to 28 solution. You say if you're trying to get reignited, reoriented in your career, look back at what you did in your early days. But even if we're not, you know, I mean, let's maybe not pigeonhole them like small business owners right now. If they're in the doldrums a little bit right now, Doug, and they're, which a lot of small business owners are, and they're trying to, you know, whatever they're doing is not quite working. And what would you say to them? How do they reignite their career?
Well, I think if you go, you know, I think one strategy for a small business owner is to really think about marketing and how they're marketing, and maybe it's to find a passion that they've gotten away from. In fact, you know, when I speak, a lot of times, 98-99% of people say, wow, that's really interesting. I used to be a photographer and I've lost it. I'm not doing it now and I love that. Or I used to, you know, play a sport or used to bike or whatever. So maybe find something that you were passionate about in your early career or in college or high school and, you know, build that as an interest or a way to, get involved with a nonprofit and present your business in front of a lot of new people.
But you know, another thing that I think is worth mentioning is even, you know, maybe your problem is not that you need to reignite your career. It's that you need to have something else to, in your life than just your business. I mean, I know about this, Doug. I know about being monomaniacal about my business. And if I hadn't had, there were times when if I didn't have something else in my life that was successful, I wouldn't have made it because my business wasn't successful. You know what I mean? It turns out to be successful, but at the time it didn't look like it was. Yeah. Right. And if I hadn't had other things in my life that were happening well, I could at least look at those things and say, well, that's going well, so it's not, maybe it's not me. What do you think?
Well, and I think that, you know, I wrote a book about 3 years ago called Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Business and Your Career. And, you know, one of the things was looking at values. What's an important value for you? And if you have something that's really important to you and you're not meeting that value or honoring that value, it could be through a hobby or through an activity or whatever. That helps you balance, and I think you've got to do that. So if you have an artistic side and you aren't encouraging that or doing that, or if you have an exercise or sports side, you know, make sure you do with it. And if you can meld that into your business activities, that can work pretty well. But you need to break from small business all the time.
Well, and I've known, you know, back to your, the way you're approaching this, I've known people who were in a business, and they had this other thing that they did that was, you know, crafty or creative or whatever. And over time, they turned that into a business. And in time, they closed up the original business and moved into this other one.
Sure. Yeah.
But here's the thing. And this is such an important word, I think, Doug. I want to get your thoughts on this. Only because They made themselves available to the possibility.
Yep.
When you foreclose yourself from other possibilities, you limit your life, don't you?
And, you know, you've got to evolve. I mean, business is changing so fast and so much that you've got to continually look at what's new. I mean, I actually was meeting with a guy the other day who, you know, got involved with a family scrap metal business. And he started a small vineyard on the side, you know, just 3 acres because that was kind of an interest of his. And now he's got 36 acres and has mm-hmm. one of the award-winning wineries in the Northeast. And, mm-hmm. and that's the main focus of the business. And his mom runs a restaurant and, you know, total change. So sometimes you have to evolve.
Well, I knew a guy once, and this is just one story, but it's an example, a guy who had a medical company, a medical type of company. He wasn't a doctor. He was just doing medical type of services. He developed software for his company to run his company better. And it was so good that his friends wanted it. Well, over time, he sold his medical business and started to run the software business.
Well, and I think it's very
hard.
And
he found out that was really what he cared about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you look at Steve Brandt, who wrote Entrepreneuring, who's at Stanford B School, you know, 7 to 10 years, you've got to reinvent or change or grow a branch on your tree. And
yep.
I think a lot of times, yeah, you do a business for 10 or 20 years, and it really is dated. So you need to develop a new way to deliver.
Reinvention or extinction is what I tell people.
Right.
And whether you're reinventing your career or your business, there's no question about it. You've got to do that. And I'll tell you something else. In the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you got to be almost always reinventing. Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
TheSuccessCoach.com. TheSuccessCoach.com.
The new book is called The 16 to 28 Solution. Available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.